Ah, what a night.
What will I do without it?
Don't worry, sweetie. I'm sure they sell triple XL bathing suits here.
Did you just fat shame me?
No, honey boo. That's your size, isn't it?
Ugh.
Hello, sir. How can I help you today?
Hi. I think the airline lost my luggage. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, sir. Sorry about that. We'll try to sort it all out for you. Can you tell me what was in your luggage?
Can I tell you in private?
No.
Okay.
34 packets of condoms. Could you please speak up, sir? I'm having trouble hearing you.
34 packets of condoms, 11 tubes of KY jelly, 7 satin blindfolds, 5 ball gags, 4 t-shirts, 3 pairs of underwear, 2 pairs of shorts, and 1,000 all-day, all-night boner pills.
Pig!
I see. Sir, we have a bit of a problem. People bring luggage like that here all the time. It'll take weeks to find your bag.
What?
Not to worry, sir. You'll find everything you need for a good time in the bars on the main strip. Okay.
Hi.
Let me guess. A couple of parachute-sized bathing costumes and some whale-friendly sun cream? Your baggage should be easy to find. Hey, can I get a beer?
Haven't seen you around here before.
Yeah, it's my first day here. I'm John.
Hey, Ray, get me 6 shots of Sambuca and 3 shots of vodka each for the girls. Put it on my tab.
You got it, pal. Hey, Dave, this is John. It's his first day here.
Welcome to the party. You bang a hooker yet?
No, not yet. Are all the girls here hookers?
All the ones you'd want to bang are. Hey, Ray, get this new guy 6 shots of Sambuca as well. Your first time, you might need a bit of liquid courage. Get the old blood flowing properly, if you know what I mean. All right, John, here's to you, a soon-to-be whoremonger through and through. Drink up fast and party all night. Get hammered, but remember, you're getting laid tonight.
Cheers!
Stick with us tonight, John. You'll be fine.
Ooh, yeah, mighty fine, baby. How much to tap that ass?
Beat it, asshole.
Hey, baby, you should come back to my place. My morning wood can be your breakfast in bed.
Fuck off.
Hey, baby, you want to party tonight?
Sounds good. Your place or mine?
Get out of here, you thieving asshole. You too, whore. Beat it.
Whoa, baby. No need to fight over me. If you're interested, just say so.
I don't think I'm your type. Stay safe tonight.
Well, hang on. I don't have a type anymore. Come on, let's party.
Okay.
Bartender!
What's wrong?
You're a guy. You're a man dressed up like a woman?
I'm a ladyboy, sweetie. I thought you knew.
What? Of course I didn't know.
Well, you seemed to enjoy yourself last night.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening, guy?
Get me some shots, now!
So, how was your night? You get late or what?
I don't know!
What do you mean you don't know?
Nothing. Never mind.
Oh, hey, John, right? You get laid last night or what?
I didn't mean to go home with a ladyboy!
You went home with a ladyboy?
Yeah.
How was it?
God damn, baby. Never mind a golf ball. You could suck an entire watermelon through a garden hose if you wanted. It was the best night of my entire life. Am I gay now?
Maybe.
I can't be. I was married to my wife for the last 10 years.
Were you having sex with her?
Ah!
Look, John, if you think you might be gay, why don't you just go do the Clooney test?
What's the Clooney test? Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, bring it, George.
Eat shit, motherfucker!
Yeah, kick his ass!
This all you got, huh?
My girlfriend keeps all my money!
Fucking loser!
Are you all right?
I think so.
So, Ashley, you're here today because you would like to find out more about genital reassignment surgery, is that correct? Yes. Okay, well let me explain how the procedure works. Here I have some photos of previous patients' newly constructed vaginas for you to see. After the surgery, ongoing care is very important to avoid infection and ensure your vagina doesn't collapse.
Collapse?
Yes, without proper dilation, your vagina will collapse and close forever. Just like in that Indiana Jones movie when the blonde girl crosses the seal with a cup. Or like in Aladdin when Abu the monkey touches the forbidden treasure inside the Cave of Wonders.
Oh.
So, do you have any questions?
How much does the surgery cost?
For the whole procedure and post-surgical care, the cost is $20,000.
Oh. I'm not sure I can afford that much, doctor. That's a lot of money.
I see.
You know, Ashley, I understand that this is a very sensitive and important issue for you and a lot of other trans people. If you like, I could assist you in accessing the surgery at a cheaper cost.
Oh, that would be fantastic, Doctor. How do we arrange that?
Oh, yeah.
You asshole!
Oh, hey. John, right?
No, I can't. I don't have any more money.
That's okay. You want to just go have a coffee and a chat? It's on me.
No, that's okay. I gotta go. I gotta be somewhere. Bye!
Oh, crap. Good evening. Hillary Clinton has accepted defeat and taken full responsibility for her 2016 presidential election loss to Donald Trump. In a statement, Mrs. Clinton said, "I finally realize it was all my fault. An asshole is now in the White House, but an even bigger asshole lost the election to him. I accept my loss and will now disappear quietly from the nation's political discussion."
Yeah, right. And from now on, all the girls around here are going to blow me every day because of my good looks and charming personality.
Hey.
Hey, John. How's it going?
I did the Clooney test.
And what happened?
I got wood. Not a lot of wood, but, you know, wood. What? What does it mean?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to see if you'd actually jerk off to photos of George Clooney.
That isn't funny!
Sorry, John, you're right. It's not funny. Now, tell us what happened again. You slept with a chick, right? But it just so happened she was a chick with a dick?
Wait, is she a chick with a dick, or is she a dude with tits?
No, wait. She's not a chick with a dick. She's not a dude with tits. She's a slut with nuts.
Hey, whoa, calm down.
Where are you going now?
Ashley. Nice to see you again.
Okay, doctor. I'll do what you want for a discount on my surgeries. How much?
Well, each time you stop by, we can take $40 off the cost of the surgery.
Fine. That's a good girl.
Why don't you come sit over here and we'll begin your examination? Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Get that shit up in there. Oh, yeah. I want to feel guts. Oh.
That was great, Ashley. Just great. You do that once a week for 6 more years, and you've got yourself a brand new vagina.
Sexy man, where you go? White shirt, I like you. We go boom boom. Lol, what a freak.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Oh, hey. We met the other night, right?
You want to come to my place? I'll give you pleasure for days.
Yeah, all right. Let's go. This looks kinda dirty.
You'll forget all about it once I get going with you. Come inside, baby. Then if you're a good boy, I'll let you come inside.
Wow! Now what?
The best part, baby. I'm gonna make you scream.
With pleasure?
What the fuck?
The patient is ready, Doctor.
An organ harvest for once. Nice change from all the fake vaginas. Nurse, do you think our guest has many friends in this town?
None from what I can tell.
I guess we'll make it 2 kidneys today. Would you get your doctor some trash bags? I think there will be some cleaning up to do later.
Help! Get me out of here!
So, are you enjoying your stay in paradise? They say that traveling broadens the mind and really opens you up to new experiences.
No! No! Help me!
What the hell are they doing here?
You're going to feel a little pinch now.
No! Help me!
But if you're a good boy and you survive, you can have any color lollipop you want.
Oh. Oh.
Leave him alone!
Ashley? If you're here to make another down payment, I'll be done shortly.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You're going to be okay, John.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
We just need to get some food and water in you. The drugs are mild. How are you feeling?
A little better. I'm just glad to still be in one piece.
You'll be okay. Just a few more days rest and you'll be back to normal.
I suppose so. You know, that was really brave of you to come and rescue me like that. Thanks.
Oh, that's okay.
No, really. It was a wonderful thing you did.
You saved my life. Maybe we could get together and go out sometime?
Are you two ready to order?
Yeah, I'll have a turkey sandwich, please.
And I'll have another coffee and a sausage roll.
Are you sure you want a sausage roll?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, are you sure a sausage is what you really want?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, once you've got yourself a sausage, you can't just change the fish because you decide you don't want the sausage anymore.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm just trying to make sure you're not confused about what you want to order.
You better learn to keep your mouth shut or I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
Ashley, calm down.
Hey, what's going on here?
Your waiter said some terrible things.
I was just checking their order was correct. Don't have a cow, man.
Ashley, it's okay.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What? Why? It was him who came over and started making jokes about my...
Sir, please, you need to leave.
What did you say?
I'm asking you to leave, sir. We can't have people like you in here causing problems.
Fine, we'll leave. Come on, John.
Hey, don't worry about it. You guys have plenty of sausage to eat together when you get home tonight.
Are you okay?
You know, it's always like this. People everywhere, they always assume the worst.
It's okay, Ash. It's just the waiter at the restaurant. We'll go somewhere else to eat from now on.
John, you don't understand. This is how it is with everyone, everywhere, every day. It just never ends. I don't think we can see each other anymore.
What? Why? What do you mean?
It's never going to stop. No matter how much we fight, no matter how much we battle, this is how it is. I can't bring you into this kind of life. You have to go.
It'll be okay, Ash. We can figure it out. We can make it work somehow.
I'm sorry, John. Goodbye.
Hey everyone, thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show and want to see more episodes, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and also share the video with someone you think might enjoy it. Also, any feedback you have, you can leave in the comments section below. I do read and very much appreciate every single one. You can also support the show via Patreon, PayPal, or cryptocurrency donation. Links are in the description. The episodes are time-consuming and somewhat expensive to produce, so any help at all is greatly appreciated. Thanks again for watching, and see you next time.